We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you. We're getting you set for opening night of the 2019 Richmond Flying Squirrels season. We're now joined by the skipper of the club, Willie Harris. Willie, opening day is here. How excited are you?
Very excited. So glad that we're out of Arizona. So glad that we're done with the 5:30 in the morning, and now we can actually get our bodies on a schedule and get ready to play some real baseball games.
You got a chance to see what opening was like at the Diamond last year. What are you expecting this time around?
It's kind of hard to put expectations on Parney and what they're doing here with the Squirrels. So last year was a great event. Just looking forward to the festivities that we have going on tonight. And most of all, just looking forward to the baseball game, which is the most important.
You know, with that said, this is now your second season as the manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. What's some things that you learned last year that are going to help you this season?
I think just being a little bit more prepared as far as umpires and knowing the rule book a lot better this season as opposed to last season. But as far as the baseball moves and the stuff that goes on the baseball field, I'm pretty up to date on that stuff. It kind of comes second nature. Just trying to be a little bit more prepared on putting my pitchers and players in better situations. But with this new rule, it's going to be very difficult to do that as far as the pitching staff goes.
When you take a look at this roster, it's an interesting mix. You've got guys who are prospects in the Giants organizations, lots of young talent. You've also got some veteran guys who have spent time in the major leagues. How do you balance all that?
Well, I think it's a great combination to have both on a team. As far as those guys who have a little bit of major league service time, and then you have guys who are rookies at this level, they can somewhat watch those guys and see how they go about their business and how they carry themselves and how they prepare to get ready for a ball game and take whatever they can from those guys. Those guys that are here that has a major league experience, that fire is still going for them. That it's not out yet for them. So for them, I encourage them to just keep grinding, keep battling. You just never know. One of the top pitchers for the Dodgers, lefty, I can't think of his name, but he was an independent ball, and now he's in their rotation this year. So that fire never goes out. You keep burning it and roll out.
Now, for those guys that have been in the big leagues, the fire is still there. The guys that haven't gotten there yet, what do they need to show this year?
For me, man, I just want to see them go out and compete. Try not to get caught up in all of the hoopla and everything that you're going to see in the baseball America, because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. You never know when your name's going to be called. And it's my job to get them ready for the next level, whether that be Sacramento or San Francisco. They will be ready mentally, that's for sure. But the physical part and the preparation part, that's on them. But mentally, they will be ready.
How do you prepare them mentally?
That's a secret. I can't give you everything. I just say, you know, my past experiences and the experiences that I've had in this game, it goes a long way. And I'm sure these guys, you know, they don't know it yet. And I haven't hit them with it yet. But they'll learn a lot.
You've also got a coaching staff that you're pretty familiar with. These are all guys who have been here before and have familiarity with the Diamond, with Richmond, with these players. What's that like from a cohesive standpoint?
Well, it's definitely a huge comfort zone for me. I have great relationships with all of them. Especially the guys that were here last year. We have a new addition in Lipso this year, but I got a chance to get to know him last spring, and we really spent a lot of time together this spring training. So really looking forward to working with him and picking his brain on some of the things that he knows so that I can get better as a coach and as a manager. He's managed before, so he has ideas, and we're going to just try and do what's best for the team.
Now, you came through the Diamond as a player back in your playing days. That was back when it was the Richmond Braves. Now the Richmond Flying Squirrels entering their 10th season as a ball club. What does that mean to you?
Well, just to come back to Richmond, it's always good to come here. Like you said, I played here in 07. I have some great memories here. I think when I was here, I hit like 344 or 364 or something for a month. So that's a great memory to have right there. But just to come here, man, and see all of the changes that they've made as far as getting people into the stands having a lot of festivities going on for the fans. It's huge. I'm just so happy to be a part of it. Looking forward to it.
Willie, thanks very much. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
More to come when we return on the Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.